number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 right now.
I do enjoy Bruno Mars.
Yeah, me too. That's sexy.
Was
that kind of like the soundtrack while you were getting your boobs measured?
Well.
Hi, it's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd, normally on in the morning, today on in the afternoon, and so we'll be back to our normal slot tomorrow. But Kelly says, oh yeah, so it was Girls' Day, and we went and got our boobs measured, and we were all topless.
It's true.
And I know that every straight man listening right now is going, God, I got to listen to this show more often. Wow. So explain this to me.
So first of all,
I know that just because of my experience on this show and talking about a lot of female issues, I obviously don't know this firsthand because I don't have boobs, nor do I appreciate them as a gay man. No offense.
It's actually why I love you so much.
Oh, right. Because then we can talk about this stuff. And
could care less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first of all, did you know that everyone was just going to be out?
Well, I'll be honest.
The girls out?
So when I did this, a friend of mine owns a place in Portland, and when...
Oh, sorry. I just realized I didn't finish my thought. I know that a lot of women wear the wrong size bra.
Yes.
So people should be doing this. I'm just not sure if we should recommend they do it in this way.
Well, I think this is the way that's actually to do it. I mean, so I had never been measured, and I'm 42, and then when the pandemic hit, a friend of mine had opened a bra shop, and I was like, oh, I feel bad, and like... You know what, maybe I can help, and like I do an Instagram live and I'll like measure myself. And then she told me what I was, and I'm like, wow, mind blown. And then she sent me a bra, you know, all COVID-y, you know, all safe and everything. And then now I wear it and I feel amazing. And I'm like, okay, great. And so it's been a year and all of my girlfriends are like, once we're like able to go back out and stuff.
I just love that you were sent a COVID safe bra.
Yeah.
Like as if like, oh, don't worry. Normally they sneeze in them first, but they didn't do that this time because of COVID.
Well, I mean, at that point, you couldn't go into shops.
You couldn't. Yeah, that's
right.
It was all
delivery. And then obviously they would normally like.
So bra fitting parties are a thing, I guess.
Yeah. So my friend who owns the shop was like, hey, when this whole nightmare is over, bring a bunch of girls in. We'll have some champagne and we'll do a bra fitting party. So I was like, sure. Okay, great. So there was five of us. We went, had some cocktails before. And what I didn't realize is that everything comes off.
Wow.
Like top up. Like obviously not everything. That would be
awkwardly unnecessary.
Well, at first she was like, yeah, strip down. And everyone was like, what? And
right. Yeah. Like, Amanda, why are you taking your pants off? And how many mimosas have you had?
And of course, Amanda was like, all right. You know?
So how many of you are just standing there naked?
So I decided.
Well, I'm sorry, from the waist up.
Waist up. So I decided not to, since I had just gotten mine done. I was like, I'm pretty good. You girls,
oh,
go.
Oh, you're a creeper. So now you're just sitting there going, no.
You know what I felt like? I felt like the madam.
Yeah, right.
Because it's in this gorgeous, like, expensive looking store in the Old Port, right? And it's like, you know, it's just, it's beautiful. And then there's these two, like, chairs.
Windows blacked out?
But there's a back room and there's, like, the changing area and they can curtain it off. But, you know, me and my girl.
So everyone just went whoop and.
Well, so my three girlfriends got in the room and, you know, my friend of mine was like, okay, you're going to take your stuff off and then we'll measure you. And he was like, and I was sitting there and I'm like, I'm just chit-chatting
sipping
away.
Sipping your mimosa, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I'm like, huh. And as I'm doing that, I'm like, you know what? Like, okay. Like I've seen my friend's boobs before, but it's not like, you know, not all the time, but I'm sitting there and I'm like, I am the Hollywood madam. I'm sitting here in like a satin laced pink chair.
Is it common to see your friends naked?
I think so. I mean, maybe not at this age, but I think when you're growing up and like you're in a teenager in your 20s, like.
Right, you're changing.
We go
to
the bathroom
place.
Together, you know, we go in one stall together. Like, I don't think it's, for women, I don't think it's a big thing. But here I am.
You're getting ready for a night out.
Yeah,
you're
the
going,
big thing
oh,
is
I
like.
I don't like this top. Let me try this one. Okay.
Yeah. But at this age, with all my friends, and then I'm just talking to them, like, you know, and then they come out with their bra. And I'll be like, oh, no, that's too tight or that looks great. And oh, my God, your boobs look amazing. And like, and, you know, and I'm sitting there and
you
I'm
know,
like,
again, shout out to the straight guys who are still listening to this, who normally never listen to our show, but are suddenly captivated.
I was just like, huh. And I'm seeing like their parts through, you know, the parts of their yayas through these bras. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, what do guys do on guys' days.
I will tell you that I've never been measured for underwear and then gone on a Saturday morning with some friends, whip it out, and just try things on. That is not something that guys do, straight or gay.
I tell you what, it was life-changing. All of them were like, oh my God, like, I feel better. They literally took off the bras that they were wearing that day, changed into the one that they bought.
Yes.
It was like a pep in their step.
That is a weird thing, that women can be wearing the wrong size. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sure, there are probably guys who could wear more, maybe not form-fitting, but more flattering attire.
I agree.
Be it undergarments or overgarments, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just bizarre to me that the majority of women are wearing the wrong size bra, and it hurts them.
It hurts them, and it's bizarre to me that we go through the years and not constantly get refitted because they always change.
Right.
It's bizarre to me that I waited 41 years to get these fun bags fitted. Right? Because I'm like, oh my God. And like, you know, and so it was life changing for them. And then we went about our day. And it was just like, okay, we just saw each other all naked. But it was just,
okay.
Okay. And we had a blast. But I was just like, this is so random.
I love that you were like, no, I'm not doing this, but I'll watch.
I know.
You're such a creep.
I was so gross.
You're like, yeah, you know what? No, I already got this done. So I'm keeping my clothes on, but you go ahead. Go ahead, take that off.
Oh my God, I'm a horrible person, huh?
We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs.
That's Kelly sitting over there in the corner sipping. I'll have another mimosa, just like pinky up staring like a little creeper.
Do you have any long cigarettes?
Whoa, hi. Didn't expect to see those. She's like calling out. She's like wolf whistling like a construction worker or something.
Well, yeah.
Like one of them, comes out of the little fitting room. Hey, mama!
That's pretty much what I did.
I imagine.
We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs.
And none of this is surprising. If you know Kelly, none of this is surprising.
No, it was a day. It was a great day.